Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Steve Maxson.
Oh, hey, Steve. How you doing?
So I'm going through these documents, and the prepayment is different than we had discussed. When we had discussed, it was a straight line reduction, essentially only paying the interest that we had used. So if we were a month in, you know, we paid one-ninth of the total interest. But the prepayment that's stated on here is that we would always be paying at least 75% of this total interest, even if we paid it back 2 weeks later.
Okay, give me a second. Let me open it up and take a look at it. Okay. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, my understanding was this was our program where it is separated, principal and interest. So give me one second here.
There's page one of the business loan and security agreement supplement, the third from the bottom section.
Let me see. Okay, gotcha. All right, so we have, it is the program that separates the principal and the interest. Let's see. Okay, so I'm seeing it now. So the prepayment discount is going to be, let's see. Yeah, so it looks like on a prepayment, it's going to be 25% of the of a discount on there. If you renew, then it's a full interest forgiveness. Does that make sense to you?
So renew if I go for that same amount, or what does renewing consist of?
No, so once you get midway into the term, usually it's about 40% in, we offer refinancing renewal options where you can get additional funding. And if you do that, the remaining interest balance on the loan is entirely forgiven.
Mm-hmm. So my realistic utilization of this program is going to be to carry that amount for probably 2 months.
Okay.
And it's good to have the additional 9 months out there. But based on this, if I were to pay it back off in 2 months, I would be paying over $50,000 to carry that money for 2 months.
Okay, let me see. So, yeah, that would be the 75% of that $70,000 on the interest.
Right.
Yeah, so it looks like
That's too expensive for me to sign up for. Yeah, I mean, at a minimum, I'm paying $52,000. If we're 2 months into it, it's still 25% reduction remaining. So you prorate that, we're...
Yeah, okay, give me 1 minute here. All right, so now to get an understanding here, your use of the funds, you do see it coming back on a really quick return, right?
I do, yes.
Okay.
And that's why when we spoke earlier, I was interested in it because it was essentially a straight line reduction in the price. And if we only, used a month of the 9 month term, we're only paying 1/9 of the interest, which it as we discussed, it's a very high interest rate. And if that's what I needed for a month or two, we could probably handle that.
I see. Okay.
But this would be.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'm looking at it now. So yeah, it looks like on this particular one, we have a 25% prepayment discount with that full renewal full interest forgiveness on a renewal. So if I understand correctly, you're not really looking at a renewal side of this. You just want to do kind of like a one and done, get it paid off as early as possible, right?
That's what I'm really looking for, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, I guess I was kind of operating under the assumption that might be a reoccurring thing and we would get that full interest forgiveness on a renewal. But if we're going at it from a slightly different angle, I can understand that. Now on yours, so yeah, that'd be, that would put you right at about, Hold on, sorry, bear with me here. I'm gonna try to plug some numbers real quick. I think I'll still be able to come up with some decent options for you here. I have a kind of an understanding of what you're looking for. All right, so yeah, so on this particular program, the way that it's structured, if you how certain are you that it's going to be like 2 months that you want to be able to pay this all back? Is that, I mean, is that
pretty certain?
Okay, okay, perfect. Okay. All right. So what I might be able to do is, I mean, yeah, because on this, on the way that it's structured right here, you'd be looking at, if that is the case where it happens, you'd be still looking at paying back $50,000 on interest for it, for the $250. So we want to find something that will, you know, get you the cash, set you up on a short term. I might even be able to go even shorter than the 9 months. And if that's the case, it's going to be less expensive, because that's what we want to get. We want to get you the cash on a short term that's less expensive than what we have right now for an option. Mm-hmm. So, now what is we're working on $250,000 right now on 9 months. What is the minimum amount that would be useful to you? Because if I can go shorter, we might have to reduce that $250 to a lower amount, but it's going to cost you less. So mm-hmm. what would be kind of like a bottom end of what would still serve you?
Probably like $150.
Okay. Let me see. Give me 1 second here. I know I'm pretty familiar with this particular program, so I can kind of tweak some numbers here and see what we would be dealing with. At least for some initial feedback for you here, it might take me a day to actually get documents for the numbers. But
okay.
But let me see. So I'm looking at, to try to go, the shortest I can probably go for an amount like that would be 6 months. And this way, with the 6 months, you'd still be, I'm fairly certain you're still going to be eligible for prepayment discounts, just prepayment discounts. But if you want to pay the entire thing off, it's obviously going to cost a whole lot less. Now, let me see. I'm going to run some numbers real quick just to give you an idea. I'm looking at my chart. It looks like I could probably get you approved for 180 over 6 months. Now, if we did that, over 6 months, I could probably, you'd be looking at something along the lines of like the total interest if you took it the full 6 months without any discounts would probably be about $30,000. So give you a payback of like $210,000 total. Now, you know, if you have the same type, if I'm able to get you the same type of prepayment discount, you'd be looking at probably a total of maybe $22,000 in interest for that. If you were to do the, you know, pay it off in 2 months, right? So you would be able to get about $180,000, and it would cost you a little over $200,000 for that. Now, does that sound in line with something that would work for you?
So what's the option to reduce that prepayment penalty? Because that's what really is the problem. I mean, say it's a longer term to pay interest for money that I don't need to carry that long.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So what I want to do is get you locked into a shorter term. It's going to be a lower amount, but because it's a shorter term, it's going to cost a lot less. With the lower amount, it also reduces the risk, so that will factor into the interest cost as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're looking at, you know, by the end of this one, you're paying maybe a little over $20,000 in interest as compared to the $50,000 that you would for the $250,000.
But when we had talked originally, we discussed a program where it was a prepayment penalty that was straight line. So do you have programs like that are available?
I do, but it looks like that is not what is available to this file. Is absolutely, it's absolutely what I was reaching for. A lot of times what I see is, unless it's, you know, kind of a pristine file, for first-time lenders, that's it's pretty rare. It's usually for returning customers that we're able to offer those types of things. The way that we set this up is, you know, we're a relationship-based bank. The majority of our customers are returning customers. So once we have a working relationship, we incentivize, you know, pretty much everything for repeat business. Now, it is possible to qualify for that right out of the gate, but it doesn't look like we were able to get that for this particular one. We did, however, get you just below that program. So, you know, we have a scale of programs, A to D programs. This one, what you're in, is probably an A-, with the idea, you know, once you become the customer, you're obviously going to have access to the A-plus after that. So, realistically speaking for us, at this point, it looks like you're eligible to still separate the principal and interest, which is different than a lot of our other programs, and it's more beneficial to do that. So you're still eligible to separate that principal and interest. Right now, it looks like for your prepayment discounts, though, for the first time around, it's just going to be that 25% discount as opposed to the full straight line. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah. So okay. I had some other options that I put on hold because I thought the prepayment penalty was different than what it's turning out to be on this. So let me pursue these other options and see if that's going to work. I'll keep the 180 for 210 over 6 months in mind and let you know where we shake out next week.
Okay, so... All right. Do you have any idea when next week you might know? Just because I'm going to have to ask for an extension on this to keep it available.
Okay.
And usually I have to have kind of a finite timeline on that. Any idea of what I should let them know to expect?
It will probably be next Friday by the time I go through the cycle of applying and getting actual documents like this in front of me. So I can let you know by next Friday.
Okay. Let me see. All right. Now I can't guarantee that it's still going to be available by next Friday. I'll have to get it approved. But I will absolutely shoot to try to get that locked in. Right now, from what I can tell, what we're looking at is 180 over 6 months with a that total payback with the discount that you're looking at to be about $22,000.
So it's not $30,000, it's $22,000?
Yeah.
I guess I misunderstood that. I thought you were calculating the $22,000 based on the payback. So $22,000 if we carried it for the full 6 months.
No, wait, let me make sure we're just a second. No, so if you carry it for the full 6 months, it'll be about 32. If you take advantage of the discount, it'll be 22. If you did a renewal, you'll have the full interest forgiveness.
But, the renewal, you're then locked in for another 6 months.
Well, I mean, it can vary, whatever term you choose at that time. You're not locked into the same exact program. It's not like you have to repeat the same thing. It's just basically being a returning customer, regardless of how long the term or the size of the loan is.
Okay. Yeah. Let me explore these other options, and I'll let you know by next Friday.
Okay, sure. I might give you a call a little before next Friday if my timeline is not extended, just to keep you up to date.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, thanks for your time. Have a good weekend, Sam.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Mike.